Silly girl. She has no idea what she has done. Breaking up with her boyfriend of 2 whole years. It's outrageous. That poor boy loves her dearly, and I truly believe that. Shown nothing but loyalty. He chases after her, does her bidding in any whim. Any woman would be so incredibly lucky to have a man like that. The younger ones are just so unlucky when it comes to dating. So unappreciative of what they have until it's long gone. They had the whole story of high school sweethearts growing up together and finding each other once more when they're older. Learning how to value and respect each other as individuals when they are past that awkward teen stage, and to throw it all away. For what? Her eyes drifted away from him. Inconceivable, if you ask me. That poor boy. This will destroy him. A man's ego can struggle when it comes to losing his woman, and it's okay to admit that, but I really hope this won't defeat him. He simply must put himself out there once more. It's a shame he isn't a bit older, like me. I would pounce on him, just like that. Hold on. I deserve love too. I've never been in a relationship when he's much younger than me, though. I could make it happen. Appreciate him the way he deserves. Not tossed aside like those 2 years meant nothing. Now I can't quite remember, but I'm sure my daughter mentioned he's house-sitting this weekend for his family. Oh, now that is just too good. I ought to pay him a visit. To cheer him up, of course. There, nice and tight. So you won't be going anywhere, dear. I'm surprised I didn't wake you up when I placed the gag on you, but alas, you look so precious. And very handsome up close. When my daughter introduced you to me, you were so flustered. Perhaps there's something deeper between us and I never acknowledged it before. Oh, how mad I was at my daughter for daring to break up with you. But perhaps it's not all bad. You're a free man, back on the market for anyone's taking. So I thought I would be first. Oh, darling. It's time to wake up for me. Oh, there you are. Don't struggle. It will only end up hurting. This isn't a nightmare. More of a dream come true, really. Do you recognize me? I know it's a bit dark, but take a look. That's right, you do recognize me after all. I'm here to talk to you, or sweet talk you. I do want to apologize for the insanity that is my daughter's actions. Breaking up with you was nothing but disrespectful. Over these years, I have seen you. Your kindness, your traits, your attributes, everything that makes you you, and I love every part of it. You're patient, trustworthy, loyal, intelligent, wise for your age. You know how to appreciate the good in life. So friendly, and when I first met you, you even shook my hand. It was such a nice experience. confident too, which was very attractive. A man with manners. I've had the pleasure to watch you grow up into such a mature individual, and here you are, right under me. It's very clear to me how you can appreciate a woman. You cherish her and care for her. I won't lie, though. I want you. But from just me talking to you alone, it's clear that you don't feel you're worthy. That's because she broke up with you out of nowhere and destroyed your world. So unbelievably selfish. I didn't expect it either, so don't be cruel to yourself and think you're dumb or something. As far as I was aware, it would have been one more year and you'd get engaged at the rate you two were going. I can help you, though. I can give you the respect you deserve. Value your efforts, treasure and admire you without fail. You like video gaming, don't you? I know you do, and it's perfectly fine. It's adorable. I'm not some dumb MILF that expects you to drop your hobbies and force you to give me all your attention. Instead, I'd encourage your hobbies. I'd buy you any game you please. Now, I do not know how much she said about me, but I'm very high up at my work position. Money is no issue for me, darling. I can support your habits. Gosh, what's the name of that thingy again? An RTX 3090. Heck, I can buy you two for your rig if you so please. Or any console. Can't you see it now? You're in the middle of carrying a league game. About to close it out, and when I come in, completely braless, to bring you a sandwich and chips and you'd get a double kill in bot lane. That would be a magnificent way to spend your evening. You could take your job part-time if you pleased. I think it's important to be out there to see what the world has to offer, but just think of it. Your manager forces you to take a double shift. Nope. But that could be a thing of the past if you just threaten to quit. It's not like I couldn't support you. Your new work days would be, Wednesdays and Thursdays. We could do lunch dates, coffee breaks. I can just see it all now in my head. An evening spent together at a fancy restaurant, and I get to bring you back to mine. I'm not naive, sweetheart. I would never want you to change. What's that other interest of yours she complains about? Ah, ASMR. She'd perform it on you, but for no longer than 5 minutes. Complaining she was bored of it. Does that sound like someone who appreciates you? Who loves you and wants to spend time with you? Absolutely not. But I can do that. I can run my nails through your soft hair like this. Oh, don't struggle, silly. It'll only make the ropes tighten. Like I said, I'm mature and experienced. I have a lot of nasty tricks up my sleeve. I have a desire, darling, to work on you. I want to be together with you and make you the man that I see you as. You just have to try with me, that's all. What harm is there in saying yes? Yes just means that a change is about to happen. Would you rather be stuck here, alone, and moping around over someone who doesn't care about you? Oh, baby, it's It's okay. It's okay to cry. You just let it out. You can cry as many tears as you please with me. Let me undo these ropes and take off that silly little gag. There, there. Now rest your head on my chest and wrap your arms around me. Oh, there you go. There you go. It's all going to be okay. My sweet baby boy. Being upset is perfectly natural. You're stressed and you're worried and anxious all at once. But let mommy make you feel better. You are doing so well. I was worried when I first heard the news, and I'm so glad I came to see you. You know it's going to be okay in the end. Life finds a way and always works out. You are not alone. I'm here for you right now, aren't I? So you can confide in me. I'm always listening, ready and waiting for you. My own daughter couldn't see reason. I tried to convince her out of it, but my efforts were fruitless. She's young and immature. She wants cheap thrills and a fast life. Not me, though. I'm quite the opposite. I'm mature, of course. I've been through it all, and all the qualities that I want in a man, I wanted from you, honey. You are one in a million. You just don't see it yet. Let me wipe those tears from your eyes. Shh, shh, shh. There, there. I've got you. It's nice to be embraced like this, isn't it? Oh, there's that smile I like to see so much. Oh, being held. It helps to clear your mind. Being fully taken care of and completely unjudged. There's no other embrace quite like mine. You must be so emotionally exhausted after this. You need to recharge your battery soon, I assume. There's so many things that we can do together. We could do a getaway cabin, go into the city and stay at a hotel for a few nights, or maybe even an adult hotel. No kids allowed, couples massages, swimming in the pool, a romantic evening together. Oh, I can see it now. It makes me giddy. Thinking about what we could do together. If truth be told, it's been so long since I've had someone by myself. I convinced myself that there is no man that's good enough for me out there to meet my expectations. Ironically enough, you came into my life, just only taken by my daughter. It was wrong of me to think about you in that way. In different situations, but my mind, it wanders. When you're alone at night, that's when your biggest desires front themselves, do they not? I'm unsure how much she told you about her father, but he cheated on me. It led to a very messy divorce, so I plunged myself into my work for many years, and of course it's paid off. I could retire now if I so pleased, but I fear I would get lonely. Plus, I do like the mental challenge that work can provide me with. I've heard so much about the dating apps I could use, but it's too much of a headache. Plus, I don't like mixing business with pleasure at work. The scenarios you read about are tempting, but I assure you, 9 times out of 10, it becomes awkward and someone catches feelings. That's just human nature, though. But, enough about me. I'm interested in you, Pumpkin Spice. Are you considering it? Being with a MILF like me? Come on. I know you want it deep down. My daughter couldn't stop gossiping about you. She never respected your boundaries, even when it came to the bedroom. I didn't listen because I'm nosy, but because I heard exactly what I like. And I don't want a man that knows it all. I want to influence you to be the perfect man for me. I'm understanding. You can share anything with me. Ask yourself deep down for me, darling, as you're pressed up against my chest. Do you want me? Could you imagine dating an older woman like me? I could kick my ungrateful daughter out and we can live together in my house. She's old enough to flee the nest. She just likes that I don't charge rent off her. She can figure herself out with enough warning. If she was mean to you, do you really want to show her sympathy? Absolutely not. She broke your heart into pieces, stepped on it so it was dust, but I can repair it. All you have to do is say you are mine. All mine to love, to care for, to snuggle like this with and pepper you with kisses. Pick you up at work and drop you off in the morning. I could even drop off a homemade lunch and coffee to keep you going through the day. Put a cute little note in it with words of encouragement. I know deep down you are worthy of my love. That's why I'm being so raw with you now. Showing you who I am. Showing you what I can offer. I just hope it's enough for a man like you. I mentioned earlier, I don't mind that you don't have much experience. A relationship should be two people learning and figuring each other out. We would never be against each other. We may come across a problem, but it's us two against it. Although, I can't even imagine what we'd argue over. Maybe what video game to spoil you with next, or what clothes item I could buy you. I feel like you're modest and would struggle to accept my gifts at first, but they are thoughtful. I'm not buying your love. I think you're more of a physical attention kind of lover anyway. So you appreciate the snuggles and cuddles like that. Offering you quality time as I ramble you to sleep. You've got your tired eyes on, so I shouldn't keep you awake much more than you already are. I'll tell you what. I'll invite myself over so we can sleep together. And you can rest in my loving embrace tonight. That seems fair, since I did go through the effort of getting the ropes and everything. But they aren't necessary now. Or, well, maybe if it's something you're into. I certainly don't judge. I'm curious what your flavor is, after all. Everything I have said to you, though, darling, is true, and it reflects how I feel. I don't expect you to be perfect and know all the answers. I'm the mature one, so let me be in charge and look after you. This can be a real meaningful relationship. A MILF with her daughter's ex. It's so naughty, but so hot. You know I won't judge you, even if that does excite you. All I want is for you to be secure in our relationship. That's if you want me. Oh, you're gonna have to speak up, honey. I can't make the choices for you. Oh, good boy. Let me lift that chin of yours up. Look at those soft lips. Oh my. Our relationship might have just started, but I don't think I can hold back too much longer. You are more than worth it, and you are mine. aren't you, baby? You got that? Good. You do deserve me, and I deserve you. It truly is as simple as that. 2 years I've been waiting, hoping that the stars would align for us. I am quite literally here for you, no matter what life may throw at us, dear. I have a lot to think about what I want to do to you tomorrow night. I insist that you come over to the house so we can have some real fun. After all, I did say I was touch-starved. It's been a while, and I want it to be real good. For now, though, let me pamper you to perfection as you sleep. ASMR, what a cute and unique interest. You just fall asleep in mommy's arms and I'll help you drift off. Now give me some more kisses and you just rest up. You'll need your stamina for tomorrow. Mm-hmm.